sorry to keep everyone waiting.
June 12th work session of the Westlake Board of Education to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Fanouken.
Here.
And Winter.
Here.
Dr. Stoll is absent this evening.
Yes, work-related. Okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I want to thank you all for coming, all of our visitors today. Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft.
Yes.
Fanouken.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
And Winter.
Yes.
Motion carries.
And now is the time that we appropriate for a hearing of the public, so if anybody has anything to say regarding the agenda, you may come forward. No takers. Okay, and we do have visitors to present, so do you want to?
I would love to. Yes, we just have Tom Speaks here. Tom is with the Impact Group, and they are a group that is very adept at marketing and different type of communications for school districts. And I've used Tom and his group in the past and have been very pleased, and I know that's a desire here in Westlake. So I would like to introduce Tom Speaks for the Impact Group.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Well, thanks for having me this evening. I appreciate it. Beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Well, we're so excited to be here tonight. The Impact Group, we're a marketing firm. We do communications. We're located out of Hudson. We've been doing this for 17 years. Many school districts, many boards of DD, cities, townships, industrial clients throughout. We have a real specialization for school districts. We've done quite a few. We've worked with Dash Hudson, with Stowe, Woodridge, Talmadge, Plain, just dozens and dozens of districts. What we're really called on to do is, in a big way, is to help get the message out. And it seems like a simple thing, but it's amazing. We have a lot of districts, frankly, that they do a really wonderful job educating the students. Sometimes they have a difficult time telling people they're doing a wonderful job educating the students. There's a lot to it, and it takes a lot of work. We believe in the marketing field, in the communications field, people need to hear things 11 to 15 times before it actually sinks in. And it may seem absurd, but with our society, the way it is, as busy as everyone is, we find a lot of times that people put information out once or twice and we're wondering why they're not getting it. It's because people are busy, they're raising families, and they have in-laws that are ill, they're taking kids to soccer practice, and there's a lot going on. If we have a message that we want to get out, we have to consistently get that message out again and again and again. We believe in something called 333. We built a whole company on this. I know Scott is familiar. They're very, very quickly, this will help you in your own marketing efforts, but people get their messages in one of three ways. 85% of people get all the message they're gonna get in 3 seconds. That should scare you to death, okay? You can stop it. That's hard?
That doesn't surprise me.
Most people, it's a very simple message, right? That they're so, so busy. 10% of people will give you 30 seconds, 333. And 5% of people will give you 3 minutes. Why that's important is a lot of times school districts, you have so many positive things to say. You really want to genuinely get out there, your test scores and your financials, and all that stuff is great. But if you lead with the complex, if you lead with the problem is a lot of folks aren't going to engage at that level. We need to engage at the 3 and the 30 level to really build their interest, and then we can really get them engaged. So we are huge believers in a message. We're huge believers once that message is established, then consistently broadcast that message. We have a lot of experience working with districts that have a professional communication person on staff like Kemp, which is wonderful. Hudson is a great example, Cheryl Sheetsley. What we do is we come and work alongside your team here just really to ramp up that message or ramp up the distribution. Because frankly, a district this size, there is a lot going on. There are a lot of positives. There's a lot of things to get out. And frankly, it's a lot of work. to consistently make sure that your community is aware of all the positive things you're doing. So our objective would be to come alongside the resources you have and to make sure that the Westlake citizens, that they know the good things you do. Another objective we'd like to do is just to help your staff members in a very positive way understand what excellent communication looks like. I think a lot of folks are really, really good at what they do. You're an amazing administrator, you're a terrific teacher, those are real skills. It's a different thing, though, to take that and to communicate that effectively to the community in a consistent way. What we would like to do is to help work with principals and others so to help them understand what is A-plus communication? What does it look like? How to be consistent? How to really get your message out and to help establish that baseline and then to keep them there. So we would see ourselves doing that over these next years as well. But we're hoping to come on board and once again to help with those items. Any particular questions you have for me?
No, I would agree though. I think in our historic, in our district in the past, a lot of times we would focus on more complex issues. It had been hard, whether it be trying to have people understand what a state mandate means,
right?
You know, tax dollars, how they work, how it comes in, how it's taken away from us.
Right.
Those are good conversations to have if people are already willing to listen. But the majority of the time, like you said, they only have a few seconds.
Right.
So I'm encouraged to hear that those are the positives you're going to be focusing on.
Absolutely. And I want to be very careful. You at Westlake, you guys are kind of smarter than the average bear. You've got a lot of very sharp people here. You always preside simultaneously with 3, 3, 3. So anybody that wants that information, it's available. It's there for the extra media, but the majority of folks are pretty busy, so that's how we work. Any other questions about who we are or what we do or why we do it?
No. I have you had a chance yet to look, for example, at our website or some of the information that we've already been putting out?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. I mean, what would you say we would need to change? I mean, is there anything just striking or is it just about beefing up what we're doing?
I think you've got a lot of good information out there. I would think, once again, that concise, simplified message, that repetitive, simple message is still going over. So to make things maybe a little simpler, a little more, think of a very good website or a billboard you've seen or something, and you see it, man, it's that message, it just hits you. You know immediately what you're all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some bullet points. There's a lot of information out there about Westlake. Sometimes you need to really kind of sort through a lot of the good stuff to get there. So I would think more than anything would be refining the great stuff you have and maybe simplifying the hierarchy of message.
Okay, that makes sense. Will you be working with us on branding then? Is that a piece that I remember you talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think in the conversation that Tom and I had and it was a cursory conversation, obviously we don't have a plan for it, but in our conversation was more one of the points that Tom made as he looked at our information was his comment was, you don't need a brand, you have a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the W, you have, you know, who you are and it's well respected. You need to energize the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the approach that we were looking at is to take that and energize it.
Yeah, that sounds good. What will that look like? What will your work look like? Is that something that you're going to be working with different groups of us?
Well, it depends. I think there's a couple different steps. The first original step that we discussed was to be able to take the communication and all the information that we're sending out and do that refinement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's turned up a notch,
mm-hmm.
whether it's just, I don't often use polished, it just is it's like that next level up of communication that's gonna be more quickly received and more, I don't wanna say positively received, but be able to take all that in as well. So we're gonna work on the type of communication, the focus and all those type of things, and we're gonna build a separate, we'll do something a little separate for marketing.
Okay.
So that'll be tied out. We're going to start off by really getting that communication messaging with staff and whatever's coming out of the district, that it's hitting the level we want it to hit, and being consistent with our brand through there. So we're going to start with that, and we're moving on to marketing, too.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you.
And is that something that community-wise, do you pull in PTA into that type of branding? Is it strictly administrative at a high level? But will the community, for example, be brought in via PTA?
It matters how we would approach that. A lot of times, that is a way what we do. We would engage with the PTA or community group, business leaders, or whatever that would be. As Mr. Goggins stated, really, your brand is solid. Yeah. Right? So it's just a matter of maybe redefining what that is all about and then broadcasting out like crazy. But we would absolutely welcome any feedback from PTA or business leaders or especially staff and teachers. And we need to make sure in a very genuine way that they feel as though it's their brand, right? And they're their part of it. So, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, too. I know that you're going to work with kind of going in and helping staff members be communicators, because speaking as an educator, that's, you know, a piece of what we do,
sure.
But it isn't the gist of what we do. So to have a person who does marketing, who does communication, will help all of us reach a better level from the board level on to the classroom level. But I like what you brought up, Joe, about reaching out to the different constituencies and stakeholders to make sure we're hearing what they think the brand is. I think that'll be a really important part of the process for re-energizing. Because, yeah, we do. We have a good brand. I remember when we, you know, chose the Block W, where we kind of went through that process a long time ago. So it'll be nice to see some sort of revitalization. And I know you, Kim, where you were part of that when we went through that. So,
you know, what's fascinating with the brand, too, is people immediately go to the logo, but a brand, I'm preaching the choir here.
Yeah.
The brand is the emotional connection mm-hmm. you have to that. It's the experience you have. It's what you expect, right? So mm-hmm. we're defining when you're engaging Westlake and Westlake W, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. What experience do you expect mm-hmm. to have? What is that emotional connection, right? That's the brand. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that's exciting. So, yeah, absolutely, to engage those individuals. And Dr. Winter, what's interesting as well, as you said about the training, we would love to have an opportunity to train the teachers and staff in just messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And quite literally, I've had an entire auditorium of 500 teachers chanting the 333, which sounds silly, but when somebody's asking, gosh, what's going on at Westlake? What's going on? I'm glad you asked. These four things. You know,
yeah.
The idea of everybody being on the same page with that positive brand to build that emotional connection, it really is powerful.
I think you need the engagement
to get that, because
yeah.
when you want to have people buy into your top four things, they can't be four things I think of.
Right.
It needs to be four things that the staff believes in.
Right.
Yeah.
So that and so I do think there's that engagement.
Oh, it's convocation.
We'll see.
I have a question about, yeah. So you've worked with the Hudson School.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed, because my concern is we have a group of very well-informed parents.
Sure.
We have some well-informed citizens there, but then on the other end, we have some that know nothing about the Westlake schools, and I'd like to reach that area, too. So have you noticed a difference in Hudson with reaching out to the community that doesn't know about the schools?
It's always the challenge, because, I mean, truthfully, it's the easy 25% or 20% is those who are directly engaged, right? They're your parents. There's the folks that are out there that aren't. That's the challenge. Yeah, there's a bunch of ways to do it. We are frequently asked, what is the silver bullet? I can tell you right now, there is no silver bullet. But that, as far as communication, you're going to have to do social media, and there's going to have to be print, and you're going to have to do web blasts, and you're going to have public presentations, and somebody should be talking to Rotary all the time. There's all these different things together. The one piece you do have to have unified, though, is your message.
Mm-hmm.
So across all those platforms, if you are unified on your message and your purpose, that's how to get it going. So how to engage that difficult to engage consistency, that's how you have a message. And we also, with the 330, we need to know, truthfully, what is important to an engaged mom of a student is different than a senior citizen, is different than, you know, so we need to understand what is important, what value does the Westlake City Schools provide to senior citizens or to whomever, right? And then when we're communicating with those individuals, we need to make sure we're communicating a language and a value proposition which is valuable to them.
So that made me think of a couple of things. When we talk about the brand, I would love to see us, you know, really capitalizing on Educate for Excellence, which has been our tagline, the beginning of our mission. How will we measure results? I mean, is there a piece in there to look at? I don't even know if you've thought of this, but this came to mind based on today.
Next time you go on the ballot.
Next time we go on the ballot?
Hopefully we would get a better idea before that. But I think you do have, how do you typically go through? What would be, how would you know that it's reaching and
that
the message is getting across?
That we've improved where we are today. I mean, is there a way to do that?
There's different ways to answer that. The one way, the very formal way, and there's a cost to it, is to do polling up front, a statistical sample, and then you measure against that poll later on.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. And another way to do it would be almost anecdotally, which we're in this focus group, another thing we're talking about, we're able to, in a qualitative as opposed to quantitative way, get a feeling. Is the message out there? Do you get it? Do you understand
mm-hmm.
it? So doing such things as that, you could also do online surveys and others to see if that message mm-hmm. is indeed penetrating. You know, one of the things we can say about the messaging is it takes a little while. And it takes it, you know, you're going to have to again and again and again. The 15th time they've heard something, and it's going to, oh my gosh, Westlake is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a little bit of time to get that out there. And then at the end of that, once again, focus groups, online surveys, there are ways you could measure.
Okay, so it would be nice to have baseline. And we did have a triad study done last spring, wasn't it? It was last year around
sure.
this time.
Was it at that time?
Wasn't it last
it
year
last
around
spring.
This time?
It was last spring.
Last spring.
60.
So that could at least offer us sure. a benchmark of some
sure.
sort. Now, since then, we've come through some really tough communications with just our negotiations with our teachers union, and then we were able to pass a bond. So I'm assuming things have gotten better communication-wise,
right.
but might be interesting to kind of look at that as a benchmark for us. So
it's
yeah, I think
too,
that was
to find out what are you folks passionate about? What are they, you know, we think that's one thing or another. I was telling Mr. Gagan, we just did a study for a countywide park district. It's fascinating. The park district, they are passionate about open space. They don't care about green space. It's the same thing. It's the point is, though, that the words matter.
Okay.
You know, that if you open space to them means something, green space doesn't for whatever reason. So as you communicate, it's necessary to know what phrases, what words, so we can accurately communicate what you want to communicate. It's really interesting. It's a psychology.
Hmm. So will there be, I know you've worked through informally what we're going
sure.
to do. Is there going to be a written kind of plan in place?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So we're just at the beginning stages of that. Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thanks for presenting.
Yes. Thank you for having
us.
Thank you.
We look forward to working with you. Look
forward to working with you as well. Look forward to working with Kim. It's so nice to meet her earlier. So thank you.
And the new sign at the high school will help be a
yes.
new
That's
communication
nice.
Vehicle
yes.
to get our message
Once
out.
Once a day.
Once a day.
We can only change the message once a day per city
and
rules.
Thank you, Dave, for at least allowing us to do that. And now we're going to work with City Council to lobby them
right.
to change the.
Who's checking on that once a day? Will they know?
We self-report.
Okay. I love it.
Although City Hall is right next
and
door.
If I see two a day, I'm turning you in. Kosovar.
You got to watch Paul Wilson. That's who you got to watch.
That's right.